Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Gabrielle. How can I help you?
I need to write something down. I need to know who you are, and I got a bill. I got two bills, I think, from you guys on my credit card, and I just want to know what that merchandise was because it doesn't look familiar to me, and I don't think I got anything. So what was this? It says Exciting Fitness Company or something, merchandise.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
What?
What's your first and last name?
My first and last name, Roberta Clark.
Okay, because I see you have the U Slim, the Keto, and the Cleanse. It does reduce your appetite. And you was on a 14-day trial period. You didn't call into council, so we billed you the full price for that product.
I remember getting something, one keto pill, and then there was something else, another pill that I'm not using. What was that? There were two things. Let me see if I even have that. Yeah. Okay, I got something here that's a keto thing. That's true. And then there was some other pill. What was that?
The Cleanse, the Keto and the Cleanse product.
A clean thing. And I was supposed to call in if I didn't want to continue it. Is that the deal?
That's correct. And I can offer you a 31.05 cent discount to all future charges.
What did that initial thing cost me?
It cost you $94.90 each.
Each one of those cost that much? I don't believe I would have bought something for that much for one bottle of pills.
Now, I could even give you a 47.4% discount to all future charges on this product.
Listen, I don't want to continue this. I've been taking that keto pill, and I don't think I'm losing any weight or doing anything. I don't want this product, and I don't want to be charged this much. Now it says, and the next one is expanding strength and muscle for another $94.90. Well, I'm just sure I wouldn't have paid that kind of money for one bottle of pills, two bottles, both of them. So apparently, I don't know what the initial offer was, but it's possible that I was supposed to call in or somehow or other, maybe on online. I don't do things online. I don't know how to do it, except once in a while I buy something. But I need to have this stopped, and I need to have some of this money put back because I know I would not have ordered anything that was that expensive. I might like to try something for, you know, 20 or 30 or maybe $40 to try something, but I sure don't want that much money, and I wanted to have to be able to continue it if I want to or not want to.
Okay, well, your account has been canceled for all future charges. Well, these charges on your account is valid.
They're what?
They're valid. You didn't call in to cancel, so we billed you the full price for that product.
So I was only supposed to get the smaller price if I called in. Otherwise, you were going to charge me the full price. You weren't saying about buying any more stuff. You're just charging me the full price for these two bottles of pills that I ordered, apparently.
That's correct, but your account has been canceled, so you won't get billed again.
Well, that's generous. That's the least. But I don't think I should have to pay this much. What was the original that I expected to pay?
$94.90.
For both of them.
That's correct.
But you charged me $94.90 for each of them. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. It's two different products, two different prices.
Right. Right. I don't just remember how that was. It's kind of confusing to me on the, I fell for something on the internet. But I think that's too, I know that that's way too much. I wouldn't have bought that for that kind of money. So I need to have somebody adjust that down and replace part of that money.
Okay, that's a valid charge on your account.
Well, I know that's what you say, but I don't think it is. That's a surprise to me.
Yes, ma'am. You won't be able to get that refund back. You didn't call within those 14 days, so we billed you the full price for that product. That charge is valid.
Was there a phone number there that I could have seen on the online there?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't find these things. They're an advertisement, and then I don't find them again. I mean, I do something, and then I'm done. I thought I was done, and I would get this thing in the mail. Now, I don't know. Maybe I got a paper with it. I don't know. I think if I got something with it, I surely would have read it if it said something like that. So there's nobody there, any supervisor or any owner of this business that is authorized to give me an adjustment on this?
Give me one moment. Let me see if somebody available, okay? Give me one moment.
All right.
Okay, ma'am, your information is being forwarded to my supervisor, okay? Hold one moment while I transfer you over.
Right.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay.